Okay, we're going to start off with a thought that begins in the Rambam, in a famous Rambam, which speaks about divorce. And we'll see how it ties in with Chametz on Pesach. So the Rambam says that certain times, in certain cases, there's a mitzvah for a man to divorce his wife. And let's say the husband doesn't want to divorce his wife in those cases. So the Beis Din has a right to force the person to divorce his wife. So the Rambam said, we know that there's a concept called get me'usa. That's a get that you force a person to give a get. It's not a valid get. The person has to give the get with his willingness to give it, not being forced. So how does this work that the Beis Din could force him? This is the question that the Rambam discusses. So the Rambam says, Misha din noisein. Someone who's obligated to divorce his wife, and he doesn't want to divorce her. Beis Din shel Yisrael b'chol makim b'chol zman. So the Jewish Beis Din, any place, any time, makin oisai can hit him, ad sheyomer roitzani, until he says, I'm willing. And v'yichtav aget, and he'll write the get. V'hu kosher, and it's a kosher get. So the Rambam asks, Lama loy batal haget zesh areyu onus. Why don't we say that this get is not a good get because he was forced into it? That's the question of the Rambam. The Rambam answers, She'ein oimrim onus al misha nechlatz v'nitcha glasses dover she'ein oim chuyiv boi min atar. We only say that being forced is not valid if you do something that you're not obligated from the Torah. And as let's say you force a person to sell something or to give a present, you hold a gun at his head and he says, give me this as a present, I'm going to kill you. So that and he gives it, so he doesn't want to give it. He's only doing it because you're forcing him. That's no good. But those are all things that are not a mitzvah from the Torah. Avol mi, shetakva yitzrei hara levatel mitzvah. But a person who's supposed to, let's say in this case, for whatever reason, he's mechuyev to divorce his wife, and his Yetzer Hara got a hold of him and doesn't let him do what he's supposed to do. And v'hukka, then he was hit. Until he did that which he's really obligated to do. Ein ze onus mimenu. It's not that he's being forced. Elahu onus atzmei bedate ara. He forced himself. He was trying to force himself to do an avera of not doing what you're supposed to do. Lefikach, therefore, ze she'ein roitzel legarish, the person who doesn't want to divorce when he's supposed to, me'acher shehu roitzel liyos miYisrael, since he wants to be a good fearing Jew. In other words, deep down, he wants to do the right thing. V'roitzehu lasses kol ha-mitzvahs. He wants to do all the commandments. But v'yitzroi hu shetakvoi, who is forcing him to do the wrong thing? His yetzer hara, v'kivan shehuka, once he was hit, ad shetoshas yitzroi, when you hit him, so the yetzer hara that's trying to get him to do an avera falls away. When he gets enough slaps from the Beis Din, he says, okay.
Real hitting? Really?
Yeah, real hitting. Yeah, they can hit him. I mean, today we have a
case. I never heard of that. That's nowadays?
I don't know. The Rambam says, b'chol mokom b'chol zman. Now we have a case where there were rabbis who forced someone. That's how you do it today. That you have to ask a mora hara to paskin on that. But the Rambam is speaking about where it's a mitzvah, he doesn't want it, you could force him, and once you force him and he says, Rotzani, I want, kvar girish lutzani, that's considered that he divorced his wife with his willingness. Why? Because inside of him, he wants to do the right thing. The Yetzirah is trying to force him to do the wrong thing. So I hit the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah gives up, and now his inner will comes out that he wants to do the right thing. That's called that he divorced his wife with his will. So says the Rambam. So I was thinking that perhaps, where did the Rambam, this is really a hashkafa, In other words, the Rambam is telling us a very important hashkafa here, that we know that every person has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Ra. The Yetzer Tov tries to get him to do good things, Yetzer Ra tries to do bad things. So the Rambam is telling us that if you were to ask us what is the most important part of a person, his essence, his inner metzius, which one is the real one? The real one is the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer comes on the Yetzer Tov and tries to make it do the wrong thing. But really deep, deep down inside, he wants to do the right thing. Where did the Rambam get this from? I think the source of the Rambam is the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rav Alexandroi, when he used to finish davening Shmoyne Esrei, he said the following words at the end of Shmoyne Esrei: Riboino Elamim, Hashem, the Master of the Worlds, Golui V'Yadua Lefanecha, you know, Sheritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha, our will is to do your will. Mi Ma'akev, who is stopping us from doing your will? So or Sheba Isa, in the dough, the leaven, what you put into dough that makes it puff up when you make chalas,
the yeast,
the yeast in the dough, right? Veshibud Malchus and the oppression of the nations that we live amongst, that stops us from doing the right thing. Yehi Ratzam of Necha. So Rabbi Alexandroi, Davin Tashem, may it be your will that you should save us from their hands, v'noshuv, and we should return, that we should do your halachas, your dinim in the Torah with a full heart. Rashi explains, so'or shev isa, the yeast in the dough, yetzer hara, that's the yetzer hara, sheh bilvav venu, that's in our heart, hamach mitzenu, that makes our hearts chametz. So here we see a link between the Yetzer Hara and chametz in this Rashi. So or Shabisa, the yeast in the dough, that is the chametz. And the chametz is the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara is what tries to take us away from what we really want to do inside. So that's why the Rambam said, somebody has a chiyuv to divorce his wife, and he doesn't want to. Bezdin can force him, and it's considered with his will, because inside he really wants to do the right thing. Okay, now I want to go a step further. This bridge between the Yetzer Ra and Chametz that we saw, Rashi says, Yetzer Ra shebilvavenu shemach mitzenu. Mach mitzenu is in the word chametz. We find in the Sefer Radvaz, he says, why is chametz different? We don't find any other, maybe avodah zarah. Chametz has the same like avodah zarah, meaning that you have to totally eradicate, get rid of chametz. You have to burn it. We sell it. We clean for it. We throw it out. We uproot it, we pulverize it, we destroy it, we eradicate it. Even a mashahu, a little piece, is aser, chas v'shalom, a person can get kares if the person eats chametz on Pesach. Right? We know how there are pictures of, there's an agada that was given out here in the OU from old pictures of agadas. So it has a woman who has a tall stick, and a shmata at the end of the stick, and she's rubbing off the ceiling because she's worried about the chametz, which you're not mechuyev to do, but because of the chumrah of Pesach, that's how careful women were. You know, somebody told me, a Rav Grada told me that he was sent from Eretz Yisrael a picture of a man in a hospital, and somebody is visiting him. And the man is in a cast over his whole body, with his foot up in the air, you know, like he's tall. And the visitor asked him, "What happened?" He thought he fell down the steps, or why are you? He said, "What happened was, I walked into the Pesach kitchen with a hamburger and a roll, and his wife took care of the rest." So So in other words,
I don't have it on my computer, that picture.
You saw it?
Yeah.
If you please send it to me, I'd like to see
okay.
it. So they sent it from Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so it's sakonet. We know if you come into Pesach Kitchis, mamish sakonas nefoshes, you come in even with not a hamburger bun, but you come in with a mashu of chametz, so you're finished. So why is it that we eradicate it to such an extent? Says the Radvaz, because Chazal say, ki chametz bePesach remez liyetzer hara. Chametz on Pesach is a remez to the yetzer hara. Vehu seor shebeisod. Like we said before, this is the yeast, the leaven in the dough. Ulachain, therefore, kola Goresh Yigoresh, I say, Adam Me'olav. For 7 days, a person chases out the Yetzirah from himself. Of course, the question is, why don't we live without the Chametz the whole year? The answer is, if the world didn't have a Yetzirah, the world would cease to exist. We need a Yetzirah, but the Yetzirah has to be channeled to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if for 7 days we go like cold turkey, we don't have any Yetzirah, afterwards we can take the Yetzirah and channel it to do the right thing. So for 7 days we search around, b'chol machbuos machshavosav. It's not only when you do bedikas chametz that you search in the holes, in the little crevices, if there's a piece of chametz in your house. You have to search in the crevices of your heart that Vafila koshu loy bottle. And just like we find this by Avodah Zorah also, even a mashu, we deal with kashrus. So kashrus usually sometimes 1 in 6 is bottle, sometimes 1 in 60 is bottle, but by chametz on Pesach is a filah be'elef loy bottle. Even in 1,000, a little piece in 1,000 is not bottle, because 7 days we have to show that we are fighting and getting rid totally of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is what is like compared to gaiva. When the leaven, the yeast, puffs up the flat matzah and makes it into challah, that is a symbol of gaiva, of haughtiness, of bad midos, and all the things that gaiva can lead to, kas, anger, etc., etc. So that is represented by the Yetzirah and the chametz that we are eating. So I just wanted to point out that one of the Yetzirah that we're fighting on Pesach, as we just saw, it has many tricks. We learned the other time we had a shir, we learned by the Chet HaEgel, one of the tricks there of the Yetzirah was Dimyon. The Yetzirah is Mokom Litois. The Yetzirah has an illusion. Moshe Rabbeinu was being brought into heaven on a bed. It looked like Moshe died. It was a fake, but that's what a Yetzirah is. We think, oh, it looks like a good thing. It's an illusion. It's not the real good thing. The real good thing is Torah mitzvahs. What the Yetzirah makes us look like, oh, this is a good thing, is an illusion. For example, we all know, you eat potatoes, you eat meat, vegetables, you eat healthy food, good. You look, a piece of cake, strawberry shortcake, it's an illusion. It looks good, it tastes good, and then afterwards afterwards we suffer from it. So all the Yetzirahs in life are illusions. They look like they're geschmack and good, but really, in the end, their only real geschmack thing is Torah mitzvahs. So that's one of the weapons of the Yetzirah. Another weapon of the Yetzirah is, we find by Paroi in Mitzrayim. When Moshe first came to Paroi to ask that the Jews should go, so Paroi said, you know why you're thinking about leaving Mitzrayim? Because you have too much time on your hand. Tichbaro avoida, make it harder. Till now I used to give you supplies to make bricks. Now you have to do the same amount of bricks, but you have to go and find the whatever it is that makes bricks, the wheat and grind it and make it into cement. You have to do all that. I'm not even going to give it to you, and you still have to do the same amount. So they had to work 10 times as hard as before. So what was the strategy? You'll be so busy doing the work, you won't have time to think about becoming free. The reason you have time to think of becoming free is you have too much time on your hands. Says the Mesillas Yesharim what Pari did in Mitzrayim is really a mushal of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara gets us also to be busy. We're supposed, for example, in Pesach, men get busy on things that have really nothing to do with Pesach, and women is very well known. The Kamis Pesach, they do spring cleaning. They do go through suits, which suits to throw, which jackets, which dresses. Yeah, what does that have to do with Pesach? You want to do spring cleaning, do it in May and June. But why Pesach time? So the Yetzer, that's part of the Yetzerah, make them so busy in Pesach cleaning with things that you don't really have to do for Pesach, that they won't have time to focus on the real, when we go through Chametz, we're supposed to be thinking that this is all for our heart, to get the Yetzerah of our heart. But if we're so busy with doing things which are not related to Pesach, which you really don't have to do, you could do it some other time of the year. So the Yetzer is making us like Paro, so busy that we don't have time to think about what we're supposed to be doing. Yes?
Yeah, but it says, Bali Matzeve Bali Yerai. So when you are going all over, you do it just because
Bali Yimatze,
not because
Bali Ro Bali Yimatze. Yeah, but that's nothing to do with giving the clothing, to the gemach. You know, it has nothing to do with busy with boxes and putting. That has nothing. Bags, garbage wires with clothing. That whole thing has nothing to do with Pesach. It saves you time, and then you have people are so in lachatz before Pesach, that they come to the Seder, everybody falls asleep at the Seder. So I'm saying the real thing is I'm cleaning for chametz to get the chametz out of my heart. But if I'm so busy with things that are not really needed for Pesach, that's the Yetzer Hara. Make them so busy they won't be able to focus on what the real thing is supposed to be. So last week, my family, we had my wife's in charge of a hotel, Or Sameach in Muncie has a hotel, so we were able to have the whole family at the hotel, and I said the purpose of such a Shabbos is that you take a break, you don't have to worry about chametz and about the hamburger bun in the Pesach kitchen, and you can the purpose is, so now I could be a little relaxed in the middle.
We also had
in the middle of the Pesach cleaning, that you could focus on what the real purpose of all the cleaning is. And I added that if we'll give ourselves the time, which is very hard because the HR is brilliant at making us busy. But if we're able to snatch some time away, so, and we daven to Hashem that He should give us the siyata d'shmaya to save ourselves from the yetzer ra, so Hashem will listen to us and we will be successful. And how do I know this? So I saw Rabbi Weinreb brought a medrash, very interesting medrash, and we'll see how it's nogeya to what we're discussing. The medrash says, Ha'olakim, a pasuk in Kehelas, Ha'olakim yivakesh es hanirdav. Whenever you have a chaser and a person who's being chased, Hashem is always on the side of the person who's chased. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef Amar, lo'olam, always, ha'olakim yivakesh es nirdav. Ata moitzi tzadik roidev tzadik. Let's say you have a tzaddik who's running after another tzaddik. Hashem's going to be on the side of the one who's being chased. Rasha roidev tzaddik. A rasha running after a tzaddik. Hashem is on the side of the tzaddik. Rasha roidev rasha. Hashem is on the side of the rasha who's being chased. And listen to this chiddush. Vafilu tzaddik roidev rasha. If a tzaddik is chasing a rasha, so you would think, well, one is a tzaddik. Hashem is going to be on the side of the tzaddik. No. Since the rush is the nirdaf, he's being chased, Hashem is on the side of the rusha in this case. Olekim yevakesh es nirdaf. Mikol makim. Olekim yevakesh nirdaf. In every situation. And now the Medrash gives many examples. Hevel nirdaf mnei kayin. Hevel was chased by Kayin. Hashem's on the side of Hevel. Noach nirdaf mipnei Doiroi, the generation of Noach chased Noach. Hashem's on the side of Noach. Avram was chased from Nimrod. Hashem's on Avram's side. Yitzchak was chased by the Plishtim. Hashem's on Yitzchak's side. Yaakov was chased by Esav. Hashem's on Yaakov's side. Yosef was chased by the brothers. Here is Tzadik running after a Tzadik. The brothers were also tzaddikim. Hashem's on the side of Yosef. Moshe ibnei Paroi. Paroi is a Russia. Moshe tzaddik. Hashem's on Moshe's side. David ibnei Shaul. Again, two tzaddikim. But David was chased by Shaul. Hashem's on David's side. Shaul ibnei Plishtim. Shaul was chased by the Plishtim. On Shaul's side. Yisrael nirdafim ibnei ha'umois. Yisrael is chased by the nations. So Hashem's on the side of Yisrael. And now the Medrash concludes, sure, nirdaf mipnei ari. An ox is, or a cow, is chased by a lion. The lion wants to eat up the ox, the cow. So Hashem is on the side of the ox and the cow. And that's why it says in the Torah, it says, Chazal say, loy sakrivu lefon amina roitvim. When you bring karbonos, don't bring from the chasers. Don't bring a lion or a tiger as a korban. Elam in our nidafin. Bring for me a korban. What I want are the ones who are chased. Hado d'chsiv. That pasuk says, "Shor oy kesev oy eis ki yivoleid." When a ox or a sheep or a goat is born, that's what you should bring to me for a korban, because those are the animals who are always chased by the other animals. And Hashem is always on the side of the one who gets chased. Now, what does this have to do with what we're discussing with the Yetzer Hara, with Pesach? Says the Nesivis that every Jew is a nirdof. How is every Jew a nirdof? Because he's being chased by the Yetzer Hara. Every day we get up in the morning, we want to do what Hashem wants. Yeah. Like we said, the inner essence of a Jew is to do the will of Hashem. The Yetzer gets up 5 minutes before we do. He's already ready right away to do this, that. Make sure that you don't do Hashem's will today. A whole day he's chasing you to do the wrong thing. So says the Nesivis. He was a great tzaddik. The Nesivis says Hashem is always on the side of the one who gets chased. And that's why if you daven to Hashem for siyata d'shmaya, Hashem should save you during the cleaning for Pesach, that we should clean out our hearts from the chametz of our hearts, the se'or shebi'isa of our hearts, then Hashem will give us the siyata d'shmaya. We're going to win, because we're the chased ones. The Yetzer is chasing us. We're ultimately going to win. So we should be zocha to daven, to take the time out to think, how can I become a better person, a kinder person, a person with more midos, and for this, a person should try to daven and learn Musar, learn Svarim that teach. It could be in Hebrew, in English, in French, whatever language a person is comfortable with. There are so many Svarim today that teach a person how to become a better person. And then we know, Elakim Yevakesh Es Nirdav, Hashem will be on our side. We're the ones who are always chased by the Yetzer Hara, by the Seor Shebe'isa, the chametz in the dough. Everybody should be zoichet to have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.